Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ed Plawecki, who is General Counsel and Director of Government Relations with Stout, Rhesus & Ross, which is a financial advisory services firm that has expertise in forensic accounting and investigation out of Southfield. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. You've had a busy couple of days here in the Lansing area. Monday and Tuesday was a second class in training emergency financial managers. This one had a couple of twists to it in terms of some of the speakers and those included, but also in the numbers from the last time around in February.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Actually, there's been a bit of a misnomer in saying an EM training class. It really was a best practices class in local governmental fiscal management. And you are correct that this class had approximately 320 participants from throughout the state of Michigan and even from New York.
And when you and I had a few minutes to talk this morning, you used the phrase with me, this is about education, not advocation.
Oh, very, very much so. But the emphasis on both classes, and it was reported in Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal, these classes are our best practices, and the format for these classes and presenters is education, not advocation. What we're trying to do is provide the best practices that we can from experience in the private sector and the public sector to elected officials both at municipal government levels, school district levels, et cetera, with respect to the crisis in the state of Michigan.
And crisis is certainly one of the operative words. Are there folks, this has been in the news so much, are there folks who aren't understanding what the concept of an emergency financial manager is? I mean, there's so much controversy over that, when they should step in and so forth, but what is your take on their purpose?
Well, part of the class, first of all, In dealing with best practices, also deals with the new Public Act 4. And the new Public Act 4 obviously replaced previous Public Act 72, which outlines the authority of the state to intervene in distressed communities and also outlines the powers and authorities of emergency managers should an emergency manager be placed in a school district or a municipality.
Now, my understanding from reading, and I did get a hold of the Bloomberg News article, as well as a couple of others, the training that takes place in part is to help folks step in and help before we're at crisis level. Is that correct?
Very much so, very much so. My understanding from our class and from all input I've had from the state, both in the governor's office and the treasurer's office, is the last thing anyone wants is an emergency manager or, God forbid, a Chapter 9 bankruptcy. These classes are being taught so that some of the individuals in distressed communities might be able to look at some alternatives and issues in dealing with the state that will prevent potentially having an EM come into their community.
And being able to intervene early can stop the need for one to come in at the last minute when things are really in a bad situation.
Oh, very, very much so. And that's why we talk about issues such as forensic accounting. We talk at issues such as turnaround management individuals who have a lot of expertise in mergers, acquisitions, and looking at distressed communities where there are savings, be it through potential consolidation, be it through potential purchasing, and just overall best practices for the distressed communities.
Now, we're hearing, of course, Benton Harbor was kind of the first city that we heard of in the state that had, you know, some pretty drastic action taken with an EFM this last week. He had been there for a while. Is it too late for some of these to intervene?
Well, no, each community is obviously different, going to stand on a lot of different issues. The city of Pontiac, one positive thing that came out of the Public Act 4 was immediately the police unions were able to reach an agreement with the municipality and Oakland County sheriffs for a merger. So it had a beneficial effect. In this last class that we had, not only was there turnaround discussions, but a panel was put together with the leading representatives of the major unions in the state of Michigan. President of the IAFF was there from the firefighters. President from the POAM was there. Executive Secretary from the DPOA, Detroit Police Officers Association. General Counsel from the MEA participated. President of the DAFT, Dave Hector, participated. And representatives from the SEIU.
So that certainly puts a second side to these classes, doesn't it?
Oh, very, very much so. Even the EMs who spoke at this class, and every present and former serving EFM but two, and now EM, were present at the class and explained. There are no magic bullets. If you think coming in and just somehow canceling contracts, canceling collective bargaining agreements, is going to be magic and provide for the public health, safety, and welfare, that's wrong. Without cooperation from all the parties and an understanding from all the parties involved and invested, you're not going to get any type of successful solution.
Well, and that's where a lot of the pushback about EFMs has come in. It's from folks traditionally. It has been from folks who don't like the idea of an EFM being able to terminate contracts and suspend collective bargaining for what could be 5 years.
Oh, and that's very normal in any community. Who would like that? And that's why part of this class is also addressed towards anyone who might be a potential EM, if an EM is needed, on how they should conduct themselves if they have to go into a local community.
One of the things I found interesting from the Bloomberg News report, Ed, was that it talked about we've had these EFMs for 20 years, but there hasn't really been any real training up until now.
That was my understanding. Both from the treasurer's office and the governor's office, when they took over, they took a look at the fact that while the statutes had been on the books for a while, and there had been some lists with potential EM or EFM candidates, there had never been any best practices training, both for potential EMs, but also for the municipalities and to avoid an EM. And that's the emphasis I think the state is putting on this, and that's what we've tried to do in our classes, and bringing all the different groups together, private sector, public sector, and frankly, from what I'm hearing, it's a model that's looking to be spread out throughout the United States from an educational standpoint. And again, an educational standpoint.
The folks who are attending, are all of them planning on being EFMs, or are they there for other reasons?
Oh, no. Probably 320 people that attended. In this last class, we probably had 150 individuals that were either elected officials or appointed officials from school districts, cities, townships, counties. You had several people that were professional educators from some of the different colleges. You had several individuals that were specialists in turnaround from the private sector that were learning about this. You had several individuals that were experts in the area of healthcare and healthcare reform, insurance savings and insurance reform. People that do is in the city of Pontiac, a recent forensic audit in healthcare resolved in a savings of $1.3 million.
So the news that we're hearing about these folks coming in and canceling contracts and firing, community boards and so forth, that's not the goal. The goal is to try to help beforehand.
That's absolutely right. While the authority does exist in the statute as a last remedy, that is exactly right, a last remedy. That is not the goal of any of this training.
Very good. Well, Ed, as always, I appreciate the time going over this with us. We'll keep following this story and watch it as it goes. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Have a nice evening.
Thank you as well. Ed Plawecki, who is General Counsel and Director of Government Relations with Stout, Rhesus & Ross, which is a financial advisory services firm with expertise in forensic accounting and investigation out of Southfield. We'll be back with more Fritz & Friends on 1320 WILS after this.